This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis enthusiastically endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to head the Health and Human Services Department on Thursday and received immediate pushback from Democrats and public health experts in Colorado. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Polis said on social media that he was excited because RFK Jr. helped Colorado defeat vaccine mandates 5 years ago. However, the bill he was referencing was not a vaccine mandate, and Polis ended up signing a different version of it the following year. Democratic State Senator Kyle Mulica was the law's sponsor. He's an ER nurse who's worked to increase childhood immunization rates.
We have the elected leader of our state spreading that misinformation and really putting a spotlight on this individual when we should be putting a spotlight on trying to make sure that science is followed.
Other health experts call the governor's endorsement concerning and disappointing. Polis said he also backs Kennedy's efforts to shake up the FDA and HHS on things like drug pricing and nutrition policy, but clarified he supports vaccines and disagrees with RFK Jr. on many issues. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado School of Mines professor was charged with vehicular homicide and driving under the influence Thursday after he ran into four pedestrians earlier this month and killed a Golden police officer. Two officers were responding to a crash on Highway 58. An officer and two other people were also injured. Nearly $14 million in federal funding will help replace a century-old bridge in Pueblo. Plans for the new Union Avenue Bridge over the Arkansas River will have safer spaces for pedestrians and bicycles and enough clearance for a possible future train service. Construction could begin in 2027. This is CPR News and KRCC.